You're holding off Nim Aleph from Aleph on top. And the last shaila was that first we had a rapuna that said, Adam Oisa Dovashen Shloi Ayadeya Maisa. If you make a shchita on a behemoth chaveroi, so first rapuna said, you do make it also. The last gemara we had was that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say no, that ain't Adam Oisa Dovashen Shloi. If the animal doesn't belong to you, you can't ask for it, even though you do mice, even though you do a shchita to the animal, still you cannot ask for an animal that belongs to your chaver. But this is the question, Meisvei. It says, Hashrichet Chattis b'Shabbos. If somebody shechs the korban Chattis on Shabbos b'chutz outside the Azoro, li'avoret k'chavim, and he also does l'shem avoy the Azoro, so it says, Chayiv, sholosh chatois. If he does it b'shoig, he's Chayiv three chatois. First of all, it's on Shabbos, and making a shechita on Shabbos. Then you're doing an aveiro of shchut echutz. Then you're doing l'shem avoy the Azoro. And the community before we had a question that l'chur, as soon as you start to do the shchita, the shem avoy the zohar right away becomes off of b'yalma, so it's not called an yisra shchut echutz anymore. Zeinach nami for the yisra Shabbos that wouldn't be kasha, because by Shabbos the chayfin netilus neshama, l'mayis you killed the animal even without a shchita, but you killed an animal on Shabbos without yichay v'chatis. But al shchut echutz yoni chay v'du a maisa shchita. So the kasha was at the beginning of the shchita and do the shem avoy the zohar. Since it becomes also about no, it's like aphis, like dust, it's not called a shchita. So why do you have, why are you chayiv? So Mora says, we came out the case talking about a chat to saif. Or the chat to kind of pogim, we're talking about, it's a chatis, because the aphis, you have a chat to saif. And all you have to shecht is just one simen. We're talking about now that kono, the windpipe, was already chatzi kona pogam. It had a pogam, had a nekeb through half of it. So all you had to do was just a drop more for the shem shchita. So that drop more the shem shchita, that's when both the yisra shchut echutz, the yisra til to shema Shabbos came, and the yisra of the shem avoy the zara. Now, time more the chatzi saif. Why do we have to say something about a chatzi saif? The kula b'hadi adodi kasin. Because all three soon come together. But if it would have been stam a regular korban then loy, because a regular korban an animal, even though it's a chattis, even it's a chattis, you have to shech two simonim. So something needs two simonim, there we said as soon as you make the beginning of the shchita, the shem avay the zara, that makes it asa banot, it's not called the shchita. So you see at the beginning of the shchita of a korban chattis, it already becomes asa banot, the shem avay the zara. Now the question is, on top of Mem Aleph from an Aleph, the question is now, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, that if they say that we ain't other Moshe Dovashen Shaloi, if Yodi can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you, his son of Korban Chatas doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Once you mark the ship, it belongs to Hegdish, it belongs to the Kayin. The Kayin needs to meet from it, doesn't belong to you anymore. His son, so my ear is Chatas safe. What do you have to dedicate a song about a Chatas safe? I feel a Chatas Beimanami, even some of the regular Chatas. A chatas beima. See, even though the sheikh starts to make the shchita, but so what? And like Rashi says, the yenoda moisa dovishen shloi ma'ir with Tony. What do you have to come on to an oifor? A filu beima nami. Let it be a chatas beima, but you do not ask for it. The loipoka shem kochim there. The shem kochim doesn't go off it. Says so, you can't make it osa b'teres and yisav void the zora. Says so, sin doesn't become osa banor. Therefore, it's been yisra shchut echutz also. Rashi says, though, miu iyu, the person is doing the shchita, though, mechayv, he's chayv a misa. Or he's chayv b'shoidig a chattis. Mishim oivir abo'ez chom, because he's being oivir abo'ez ora. To me, kol mokom, af agav le misa, even though the animal doesn't become osa bano, but he's still worshipping it. So, what do you have to come on to a chattis oifur? Let him talk about chattis behema. So, Gemara says, no, they'll have to hold Kivun the Kainalela Kapora. Since the Bailam has the Kapora from this Korbin, that's called the Kinyan. His Kududay Dami is called like his. And therefore, if he makes a Shkipur on it, he could take Asra to make it into a Takuba Savoy de Zara. Therefore, regular Behemoth at the beginning of the Shkipur makes it also Bano. When it's a Shkut Echutz at the end of the Shkipur, it's ready off of Bialmo. Therefore, we have to still put in the case by a Chatisoif. So, wouldn't be a Kasha on them to say, ain't other must double shen shloi. Toshma coming here. We had the mission before that says, "Beis oichzim besakim." Two people holding on to the knife, and they make an eschita b'shechtin. Echod l'shem, echod mikol eluv, yechod l'shem dover kosho. One had a man l'shem avoy dezer, one had a man l'dover kosho. So said in the Mishnah shechita asapsula. Still the shechita is possible. Now the question is why? To have a meaner is yistam a-shechit, the animal doesn't belong to you. So it's not your animal, how could you ask the dover shein ha-shalai? So when it says no, v'okul maskinu, we're talking about v'okul maskinu, v'yisle shutfis begavu. Talking about the person that shutfis over here. So it's like his animal, so therefore it's not a problem. If he may know the Moshe Dover Shein HaShloi, he has Shutfus, he owns it, therefore he could ask for the animal. Toshima, come in here. Have a good morning. Gittin, it says, Hametameh, fi hametameh, vi hametaseh, b'shoigeg, potom, b'mezit chayif. Azulchus Mazdik, if you go and you're metameh, somebody else's tyros, shokhaveroi. You take a sheris and you touch somebody else's tyros, or else you're metameh. Dama means truma v'chulin. Shechaver, you take your friend's truma, and you mix, you take your friend's chulin, and you mix some truma inside it. So you have a loch of truma now, so you made it cheap. You can only sell it to a kain. So the chur yamazakim, it's called hezek shen anikar. Rielsvi amanasak, you took your friend's yayin, shechaver, Rashi says, and you put it to Shem avoy dezara. So Rashi, if you do these things, b'shoigi Rashi, shelo yada shi truma, lo yada shu nesa v'nisach zeh, Oikisav yain shaloyu is potem l'shalim. Rashi says, "Why afagav the mazik b'shoygid usually is chayiv, because we hold other mood liyelum, but still, here it's a hezik shenaniki. You can't really tell it. You can't see the hezik. And we really hold mikra dimidi rais tibuloshim a hezik. Just the mazik yichayiv as the kenas are born and constant you. So therefore b'shoygid yipoto the mazik yichayiv." I'm Mishum Kama the Rab Minei. That the Gemara sets his cases. Of course, the Gemara now in Gittin says the time when you picked it up. So I'm not loisim mechayiv l'shlumei mechayiv benashle heva yad shas nisach. As soon as you pick it up, you have to pay, and the chiv misa first comes later. Yaakov Ponim, it says the benazir dichayiv, even though the yain doesn't belong to you. The Gemara says no. Could be according to them hochinami. Yisle shutfis begavoy. Talking about the shutfis that you own this yayim, therefore becomes also bano. Then it could be if you have no shutfis, you don't have any partnership in it, then it would not be also bano. The Mor says now really kitanoy. I tell you, it's a machlokes tanoim. Kitanoy, we learn like this. Oyvi kichovim shenisach yenisho yisroel. Shloi bifnei oyvi kichovim. Avoyos kichovim. Let's say a guy comes and is menaseach. He pours Jewish wine, yain that belongs to a Jew, not in front of an avodah zarah. So also, it becomes also bano. We say the guy has the wine that has to do with the shem avodah zarah, and it becomes also bano. Rashi says why? The other moisa davar shen shaloi. So it is like Rav Huna's halacham that you could ask the davar shen shaloi. We have Yehuda ben Beseiro, we have Yehuda ben Bobo Matirinoi say. They say no, it's muta bano. They have two reasons to say why it remains as muta bano. Echad, first of all, shein menaschin yain elofnei avodas kechavim. When is real nisach only for doing in front of an avodah zarah? Here it wasn't done in front of an avodah zarah, so we do not say that they meant to do it to shem avodah zarah. Therefore, it doesn't have an nisach avodah zarah on it. The echad, the second reason is sheyachol leimulah. You have a right to say to them that loy kol hemenach shetiyasta yeini liyainsi. Who are you to make my wine also by no? So Rashi says, the mean to say is, he ain't not Adam Oyster Dover Shein HaShaloi. Rashi says, Lyoinse means our kochi by force, he can't answer it. So who you see clearly, it's an achlokes tanoim, if a person could answer a Dover Shein HaShaloi or not. And the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say, that our feel, Oloman, the Yamil, according to the man that it holds, Adam Oyster Dover Shein HaShaloi, that normally you could ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Han and Mili, when was this said? Kusi. Only Kusi asks Adav Hashem HaShaloi. Because he really means to make it us, I'll tell you. But, Abu Yisrael, Litzurika Mechavim. But if a Jew does it, it's Muta. Why? Because he doesn't really mean to make it us. He's only doing it, Litzurei, to put pain for you. So Rashi says like this. That Rav Nachman and Rav Amram of Yisrael, they want to say with their memory that they said before that ain't other must dover shein shaloi, they could be going according to everybody. According to them, you have to say it's machlokes tanoim. Why? Because even though the Tanakhama says he could ask dover shein shaloi, that's only by a goy. a guy he has intentions to do the Shema by the Zorah becomes also. But by Yisrael, they're talking about a Jew. If one Jew shechs the Shema by the Zorah, a korban or an animal, we say does not mean to do it really the Shema by the Zorah. He only has kavanchkis, intentions only was the tzurei, to make his friend feel bad, that's all. But his dance was not really a brisket of him. Therefore, that's the heads, but they say, ain't all the mother of a shen shalai, means if a Jew does it to another Jew's behemoth, so there we say it doesn't really mean it. And if he would really mean it, could be Adam, could be also Dov Hashem Shloi Aydei Amaisa. But over here, this svar is that a Jew does it to another Jew, he doesn't really mean to make it also. It's only a svar of Litzurei, he only means to harm him, like to make him feel, like to punish him, to make him feel bad, give him a little bit sour, but not really to make it also. Now the Mar says, Toshma Kamanir. It says, Beis Oichsem Sag and Mishnah had before, two people hold the gun to the knife. V'sheichatin, Echud Lishum Echud Mikol, and one has intentions in one of these things we said. V'yechud Lishum Dava Kosher, Soshkitos Tzula. So the question is why, I look who it's Einod the Mos Dava Shein Shaloi. There it is again, Hakul Mayaskinon, V'Yisrael Mumma. We're talking about now, here it's a Yisrael Mumma. As you said before, that one Jew to another Jew is only tzura kamechad, and he doesn't have intentions to make it also. So the Chur, the Mishnah is talking about a Jew does the shechita, and we see it's also bano. So he answers, talking about a Yisrael muma. Rashi says, Rashi speaks of who had been really the Morah should answer. He has a shutfis begavol. Like I said before, more answer better though. No, more wants to answer better. Now he's saying that really, if he really meant pastor, he could ask the Dov Hashem Shalai, because a regular Yisrael is only tzura kamechavim. But if the Yisrael here is a Yisrael Muma, that he's Shriya to do with the Shema by the Zara, here we say he really means it, the Shema by the Zara. Therefore, the Asa Bano, even according to their Shita. So, Shema, come another proof. It says, we have before the Mishnah Gittin that says, Ha-Metam, if you metam is somebody else's tyrus, for you ha-Medam, you mix true mint is chulin, for you ha-Menasech, or you pour wine, the Shema by the Zara, so v'shegu you pot to the Muma, b'mezit chayiv, so who you see Yisrael does the b'mezit chayiv, who you see does become asa bano. You see, one Jew can make somebody else's wine, asa bano, we don't sell it tzura kamechavim. So Moran says again, hochinami, be Yisrael mumma, we're talking about a Yisrael that's a mumma. That's why it becomes asa bano. But it wouldn't be Yisrael mumma, it wouldn't be asa. Oh, malei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ravashi, his boy, the kibbol olav asro amai, let's say regular Yisrael, but we warned him. Rashi says, "Be Yisrael shall Yishcha lavras kachavim." We warn him to not shech the Lashem by the Zara. The shochet and still he shechs it. Liacha shekibul asro. The kodim lechem lohoyeh becheskes mumer. He wasn't to be a mummy. We didn't know Chloe is a mummy yet. Here's the first time we see him doing the Lashem by the Zara. But we warn him and tell him, "Don't do the Lashem by the Zara." We're master him, and he's not mekabelit. So what's the lacha? Or Malay. So he said to them, "Hitter asmul amisa kamrit." And the Chamuma Godom is there, like of course this person really means it and becomes Asa Bano. Like if he's Matarat Misa, means he's Makabra upon himself, that's raw. So might we have a right to kill and give Misa for this? If so, Shashvatar Romer, Shatachai Misa, Vuayma Yodayani, Viamanaskan and the Yoister, Shomus, for Chamin of the Sanhedrin. If so, a person doing like this, for sure, really, he really means to do the Shema by the Zara and Enachlami. In this case, Taka would be Yosa. We only say it by Stami Yisrael, there this Svar is Litzura Kamechazin. But if you're Mataratz Mulamisa, so for sure then he really means it, and Enachlami, then it would be Yosa Bahano. The Rice says, we pass like this, that if a guy does it or Yisrael Muma, then other Moisa Dabra Shein Shaloi. But if regularly Yisrael does it, we open this Svar of Litzura Kamechazin, he doesn't really mean to do it. To make it also, he only means to just give his friend pain, therefore be mutabano. Now the Mishnah says, Ein shechtin lelutuch yamim, not allowed to shech and let the blood drip into the yam, into the ocean. Lelutuch nhoris, and not that the blood should run into the rivers. Lelutuch kelim, not that it should run into vessels. And we'll soon see why these things, chutz shalof and avadun, v'shem avoy de zara. Avol shechetu lutuch ugo shemayim. Be lot of shech, then that the blood should just drip into a pool of water. That's good. Uvesvina, let's say you're on a ship, and you're shechting on a ship, then, Gabi Kalem, then you're lot of shech on the back of the vessels. Then you're allowed to. See in the Gemara why. Rashi says, "V'svino yochel ishcha b'agav kelim v'yadam shes otzeich hayam." Dam then drips into the yam. Shlo nira slower is you don't want to dirty your ship. And there it does not nech as if you shechting it to touch the yamim. Therefore, it's muta. But otherwise, Rashi learns the lame of people should not say l'shorah the yam k'shach. You shechting it to the sar of the yam to avoid the zara. A kelim also. People should not say be mekabel the dam now la'avodas kechavim. Now, ein shechtin leguma, you're not allowed to shecht into a pit at all. Ein shechtin leguma kolika. Abel oisa guma b'teich beisai, but you're allowed to make a little pit in the middle of your house, b'shvil sheyichne sadam l'teichoi, that the blood should run, flow into that pit. Yehurit smashman, you can make a pit in your house, and shech put the dam, go straight into it. More than just a question, it's zero. First is mashmein, shech and leguma kolika. But then it says, you can make a gum, you can make a pit like in your house, and then you could let the dam go into it. So we'll see in the Gemara. Now, uvashuk, in the street, leyasakein, you should not do this in the street, shleyasakein, shleyechko esatzdukim. You should not do things to look like the tzdukim. Rashi says, "Yachzik yedem chukasem." You shouldn't do their manners what the tzdukim do. So the Gemara explains now. Ein shechtin l'tzeich hayam, ma'ishtin l'tzeich hayam. What's wrong with shechting that the blood should fall into the yam, to the ocean? To loy, the Amrit people say l'sora the yam akol shochet that you shechtin l'shem the sar the malach of the yam min l'shem the avoy the zara. In so l'tzeich ugo shel mayim nami. Into a puddle of water also should be yosa. Amri, the people say, l'buvoi koshochet, like you shecht into the shadow. Rashi says, partsif shaloi hanir b'mayim. If you look into the water, into the puddle of water, you see your shadow there. So people say, you shecht into that also. Omar Rav it says, b'yakurim shana, we're talking about the water, is dirty water, that you cannot see you cannot see a picture there. And there's no reflections there, you can't see. That's why it's muta. Then it says the Mishnah in Shechtin Legumi, can't shecht into a pit. I, for the Maestiro of Amato, first he said, ain't Shechtin Legumi Klal, he can't shecht into a pit at all. And then it says, no, in the house he could make a pit to shecht into. So Rabbi Yabai says like this, Reisho Begumi Shebeshuk, if you have a pit, the whole outside on the street, there you should not shecht into. But in your house it's Mutter. All Malay Rova Vomidu Tony Sefer, since it says Nesefer, Uvashuk loyasukain in the shuk in the streets. You should not do like this. Mechlau the reisha lavashuk askin the mashma the reisha talking about a pit is not talking about in the shuk. Mashmas even in the house you should not do it. So it's a stira. First the Mishnah says no, and then the Mishnah says yes. Elarad omar rov sasokakum. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein shecht in leguma kolika. True, you should not shecht into a pit at all. That's also like mechsei the shem avoy de zara. You should not shecht into a gum at all. Because that's a minig tzdukim, but varoitze lanake chatzer. Somebody wants to clean out his chatzer, his backyard. Ketzer oisa. What should he do? Oisa makom chutz leguma. Let him make a place outside the hole. V'shoichet. Let him shech there. V'dam sheses v'yerl leguma. Then the blood will drip down and finally end up into that hole. At least you'll be manake. You'll keep your backyard clean. Therefore, it's muta. Uvashuk the layasa came, but outside on the street you should not do like this. Shalayechka satsukim, you should not come to do minahogim of the tzadukim. But after it says in the house it's mutta, meaning to say not that you could shech and let the dam go straight into the hole. No, that is all times it's also. Just means you can shech a little bit away from it and then let the dam drip along the floor until it comes into the hole to keep the floor clean. Everyone says, Tanya kavos the rubber, bring your proof to rubber. It says, "Vayimhalach b'svina." Someone is going on the ship. V'yein le'mokim b'svina lishka. There's no place on the svina to shecht. So moitzi yodei chutz the svina. Put his hands outside the svina. V'shech and he'll shecht over there. V'dam shoyses v'yored al doifnei asvina. The dam could drip down on the side of the ship, and it's muta. But what's the reason why? Because people know, like, you don't want to get your ship dirty. That's why you're doing it. It's not called you're shechting directly into the yam. You're letting it drip down on the side of the ship, so everybody knows why you're doing it that purpose. Now, you should not shecht into a pit at all. But Varoitza Naka Chatzev, you want to keep your chatzah clean, Ketzer the Waisa, what's the Ketzer to make a shikta there in the dam, should not get everything dirty? Is Ketzer the Waisa. The Ketzer the Waisa is Oisa Makam Chutzah, a little making place outside the Gumba. The Shecher and the Shech there. The dam chases the yarn in the Gumba, and then the dam will just drip into the Gumba. Again, let him shech a little bit away from this pit, then the dam will just drip down into the pit. Uvashuk lo layasa came, but neshuk you should not do like this. Mishum shnei the pasuk says, "Ovechukaseim loisalechu." The yemosu came, so b'dik acher. Someone does it this, you have to be b'dik after him. Maybe he's a min le'avoy dezara, and therefore you have to be careful with such a person. Therefore, you're not supposed to do it. And the shuk you should never shecht into a hole. Let the dam go in the guma. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'ashoychet the shein oila." Someone takes the behema chulin, and outside he shechts it with a kavona to do it l'shem a korban oila, or else l'shem zvachim, l'shem another korban, l'shem oshem, l'shem a korban oshem, l'shem oshem tolui, l'shem pesach korban pesach, l'shem toida, l'shem a korban pesach of korban toida, zloch v'shchitos of psula. In all these cases, the shchita is psula. Even though really lemaisa mikra then it should be kosher, since lemaisa the behemah is only behemah chulin, so there's no issa shute chutz, there's no issa the fact he had a mind to do with l'shem there. The vice versa is a little bit gzera that since these type of karbonis come b'teres and neder in a dova, if somebody sees you doing this, they may think that you makdish should really l'shem the korban, and you're making a shute chutz, so people come to think that you're allowed to eat from a shute chutz. So therefore, chutz gzera. It's also teeth the shchitas tzula. For Rabbi Shimon Machsh, Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not choshes lemarasayin, and therefore since lemaisid is behemoth, are behemoth chulin, so there's no issa shchute chutz, therefore the shchita is kosher. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be shnayim merchsim besakim, two people holding on to the knife, v'shechtim, echod l'shem echod mikolelu, one of them is shechtim l'shem korban oilu, l'shem korban oshem toli, v'yechod l'shem dover kosher. So again, shkita sapsula, since one of them has a wrong machshava, there's this marasayin that looks like shute chutz, therefore shkita is psula. What's going to be though, ha-shoich l'shem chattis, if he shech l'shem akorban chattis, l'shem oshem vad, l'shem akorban oshem vadai, l'shem bechor, l'shem maisa, l'shem tamura, shkita sakshera. Then the shkita is kosher, because since these type of animals are not come with us nether in the dova, there's no marasayin that people think like now you'd be makdish l'shem zeh l'minis ha-shut echutz. Everybody knows it's a behemah schulin and it means nothing what you're doing. Therefore, shkitos is k'shera. The Mishnah Zof, zeh klal, this is the klal, that kol dovish nidur v'nidur, any type of a korban that you could bring with us, a nedur and a dova, a korban early could just be menadif to bring it. So then ha-shechit l'shmo yizos, if you shech l'shem zeh, it's also because it's a marasayin, it looks like you're doing an l'shem shkut echutz. But let's say it's a korban like a chatis, which is shein a nidur v'nidur, it's something you cannot bring materas in neder. Or in the davon, is hashoich l'shumay kosher. Even though do l'shem zed, there's no marasayin, therefore the shchit is kosher. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, hashoich l'shem oilo, oshem tolui, fred Gemara, hashoich l'shem oilo, says oshem tolui, fred Gemara oshem tolui, ba nidur v'nidur. Is Nashem Toli something is done by Materas Nether in the Dovom? The Chur's a question. The Chur Nashem Toli is only if it did a Chet. If it did a Chet, then you can bring the Korban. Without a Chet, you can't bring the Korban. So Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers and says, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Hermani, who's Amishnah go like? Hermani Reb Lezi. The Yom Reb Lezi holds, Misnadev Odom Nashem Toli B'chol Yom, yes. A person can be Misnadev to bring a Nashem Toli any time. Because a person always does Chatoyim. Rashi says, "B'chol yomu oimid b'sofech chatas libo noikvoi shem mechoto." Therefore, you can bring a nashim tol anytime you want. Fred Gemara, okay, good, but Pesach ba nidav nidavu. Could you bring a korban Pesach at istam and neder nadavo? There's a chayv to bring it this zmana. It's more as hazmana kaviyah lei. There's a zman kavu on erev Pesach. On Rabbi Shia, shani Pesach. Pesach is different. Hayol v'afrashdoi kol hashana kula. Since you can be mafreshit, any time of the year you can be mafresh, set aside this behemah for Korban Pesach. So if any time you do it, still looks like a doom with Hashem of Korban Pesach, and therefore as a marasayin, it looks like a shchut echutz. Omer Rabbi Yan says, Loishonu ela tmimim. Only if the behemoth you had was a tam, that could be mistaken for korban. Avo balimum. And let's say the animal you have now is a balmum. So maybe you see everybody knows that's only regular chulun. It's not being done l'shem kochim. There's no marasayin. For Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon no mar afilu balimum. Even balimum enami. Zimnim deromo be midi amuma v'lo yediya. Sometimes it's something they're covering up the mum, and you can't tell. So therefore, even though it has the mum, also could be a marasayin. It's also. Hashoich l'shem chatis, the Gemara says. The Mishnah says. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechonon, lo shonu vel l'sheinu mechuyiv chatis. Only a person is not mechuyiv to be in korban chatis. Then there's no marasayin, he means l'shem kochim now. Avo mechayiv chatis. But what's going to be if the person has a chiyuv to be in korban chatis and he shechtis chulun now l'shem a korban chatis? Amen, we have to be afraid. L'shem chotosu oisa. People think he's doing it now l'shem is korban chatis. And if he could eat from it, people will think he could eat from a shchut echutz. Therefore, would be yosa. I voloi koma l'shem chatosi. I, the person, did not say l'shem his own chatis. Just on l'shem and korban chatis. Om Rebavuah, Om Rebavuah says in Echonami, Om Rebavuah, v'yoyim l'shem chatosi. The Mishnah is talking where he said clearly, l'shem chatosi. Then the Mishnah says l'shem t'mura. Om Rebavuah l'ozah, l'shonu v'al l'shem l'zevah v'tech v'esai. That we say, do l'shem t'mura. That is not, there's no marasayin. It's only if you don't own a korban in your house. V'yesh l'zevah v'tech v'esai. Let's say you have a korban in your house. The name of, we have to be afraid, emurei emabo. Maybe that if you're making a tamura now, you mean a tamura of the carbon you have. And therefore it really would be tamura. So it does look like a shkut echutz. I, voloi koma l'shem tamura zivchi, did not say filo l'shem the tamura of his own carbon. Mash mistam a tamura. So mazen echnami, on bravavua, v'yayim, the case where he says filo l'shem tamura zivchi, that's what we're talking about. We say filo l'shem tamura zivchi. Again, zeh aklal. So the more the Mishnah ends off, Zeh HaKlal, so the more it says, Lasuya Mai, what does it come to include? Lasuya Oilas Nozir. Because the clue that on Oila that a Nozir brings. The Marat HaMam would have thought to say, Holoi Nidr, he didn't make a Pateras a Nedir, a Nozir. Is not Pateras a Nedir. Once it becomes a Nozir, he has the Chiv to bring a Korban Oila. Is, so if he brings this animal now, L'Shem and Oila, a Nozir, it's Tako Asatit. So Chur Morakash says Chur Pshita. Why not? Avad is called Bobatov Neder in the Dova. So Avad it should be Yosa. So Moras says no. Madatem I would have thought to say Holoi Nodar. Like up until now, we know he did not become a Nozir. He didn't make the Neder. He's not a Nozir, and everybody knows what he is. Therefore, it shouldn't be a Marasayan to say he means L'shem a Neder of a Nozir. So Moras says no. The Gzeir is Eima Nodar Betzina. Maybe privately he made a Neder to become a Nozir. That's the chiddush. If you shech this chulun now, l'shem and elas nozir af marasayin, it's also teach from it. It looks maybe like shkut echutz. Now the Mishnah says, but pesheinu nidiv nidiv, a korban that doesn't come to us nidiv nidavo, that's muta. Lasui, was it come to include? Or las yoledes, if a isha gives birth to her yoledes, that's not something you could bring, but to us nidiv nidavo, it's only if she was yoledes. So she's not a Yeledes, and you make a Shchita now, L'shem that korban, it's Mutatit. Om Reb Loz, the L'shon of L'shem, L'shon if the person doesn't have a wife. Avu Yesh, L'shon if this man that's making a Shchita now has a wife, Eimah maybe L'shmo Weiss, maybe he's doing it all, like maybe his wife did give birth, and she has the Chiyot to bring the korban, he's doing the L'shem all, so it'd be Yosa. Avu L'koma L'shem Oilas, this guy did not say, he did not speak out, because he didn't say, he shechted now l'shem oilah for his wife. On Rabbavuah says in Echonami, b'yoyim al l'shem oilah ishti. But Tomer he speaks that clearly and says he shechted this korban, this animal now l'shem oilah that his wife should have to bring. For the more of sub shita, there's also shita then that it's also teet. Havadra should be a marasayin and looks talking like a real shkut echutz. So what's the chiddush? So when it says no matatem, I would have thought to say. And he said the old day, if it's really true that his wife really gave birth, Kerla, who heavy laid, it would have been a Kerla. People would have heard about it. Everybody would have known about it. And since nobody heard about it, we should know for sure he's lying. And then we should not be afraid. It looks like Shut Echutz. So Kamash no, not the Chiddush no, but Eimar, Afuli Yapom. Maybe she had like a miscarriage that people don't know about it. But you still have to bring a Korban, or Yoledis. That's the Chiddush, that there is a Marasayin in this case, and therefore the animal, the shechita would be possible. Rashi says, "Kamashim Reb Loza, Tiema Puli Apol, Yelish Nachrinu Adu Reb Loza Mevul Majasinim." All right. Akovon that's the chiddush over here. That's the said of the Mishnah when you make this type of a shechita that it looks a little bit like a shechut echut. So this man is trying to say you should not eat from the carbon. You should not eat from this shechita. Even though right now it's a shechita chulin, still you should not eat from it. But hadrun alecha hashechit. All right, we'll stop here.